Welcome everyone to the College of Education's First Gen Me podcast. I am Dr. Jackie Thomas Miller, affectionately known as Dr. Jackie to you. We are here today with a special guest, one of our new faculty members, Dr. David Stanley. Yes,
thank you. Thank you for having me.
I am so excited that you agreed to provide some support to our first generation college students, and not just them, but all of our students as they navigate their way here at Purdue University. And I'm going to start off again with this first question, because you know this is our small space of valuable nuggets. And the first question is, what does the first generation college graduate identity mean to you?
I would say that it means, a couple of things came to mind initially. One of the things that was coming to mind was just being unaware, right? Another was being unsure, uncertain, right, about kind of what to expect. And then, you know, I started thinking about it, I think contributes to how I maneuver mm-hmm. around the world, mm-hmm. In different spaces and places. And so I think it's given me that kind of drive and that motivation because naturally it comes with a curiosity, right? Mm-hmm. And you're figuring things out as you go.
Right.
And so you have to ask a lot of questions. You have to engage in networking. It builds a lot of those kind of soft skills, if you will.
Yeah.
Just based on needing to gather this information.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, you know, it really has morphed into a place of like uncertainty, unawareness, to curiosity, to developing, you know, a big part of my character in terms of speaking to people, introducing myself, asking questions about things that I don't know. It's not foreign to me anymore. It's mm-hmm. something that I've been doing my entire life. So,
mm-hmm. And you mentioned a lot of things that some of our former guests mentioned. Dr. Oberyn Chain, who is our associate dean, she talked about ask those questions if you don't know. And we had a faculty member, Woo Jong, who said, look to your faculty for some support. But most importantly, Floyd Craig, our director of diversity, talked about building those communities, reaching out to like-minded people. When you mentioned being unaware, being unsure, being uncertain. I'm sure all of our students are listening saying, yes, that's me. Yes, that's what I'm going through. But you talked about the end result is building character. Can you talk a little bit more to our audience about that particular piece?
Most certainly. So, you know, I'm coming from Jacksonville, Florida,
mm-hmm.
right? And so I was thrust into the HBCU environment at Morehouse College mm-hmm. in Atlanta, Georgia. Very different. Atlanta operates very different than Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean is that people in Jacksonville, where I'm from, you know, we keep to ourselves if we don't know you, right? And that made the whole networking thing kind of difficult for me in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It was something I had to adjust to.
Right.
But in Atlanta, the culture is talk to everybody you see, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give people hugs, if you will.
And so,
right, so that was a very different kind of thing for me. And so in terms of the building of the character piece, you know, it's new and it's uncomfortable and you're being stretched. And those are the moments in which I believe that character is built in those moments of uncertainty.
Right, stretching yourself.
Stretching yourself.
Well, tell me, how did you stretch yourself as a first-gen student when you were in college? Ryan Farrell, our teacher education recruiter, he talked about how, you know, college was not even in the cards, you know, in his parents' mind for any of their children. So he had to just take ownership and navigate through that financial piece and applying for colleges. So tell me, and I'm sure he had to stretch himself to do that. So tell me, how did you stretch yourself when you were at Morehouse? you know, stretch yourself to now here you are, Dr. David Stanley.
Certainly. It was a tough thing, but I think getting out, not knowing anybody when I got onto the campus really helped. I think that was a big stretch already. And then, so what I did was I joined things. I joined the freshman step team for the dorm that I was staying in, LLC. And then, I mean, just having conversations with people, talking to them about different things. Just being open. I think being open, challenging myself to be open in those ways, to have new experiences, meet new people. Those are the ways in which I feel like I stretched and was stretched during that time.
Was it uncomfortable, like you said, at times to do that?
Certainly. You know, of course, you don't know how people are going to respond to you. Mm-hmm. Of course, you're... I came in at 17, you're 17, 18 years old, and you're thinking, what do they think about me? They think I'm weird. They, you know, I want to have these kinds of conversations or engage in deeper conversations, you know, so just trying to find your people that can meet you at that level. You know, it is very challenging.
Right. So here, now you are at Purdue University. You're one of our faculty members. How could you support our first-generation college students or any of our students going through this period of uncertainty? Because, you know, we have a lot of students who are here at a big campus for the first time.
Certainly.
And, you know, and like Ryan said, he came from a rural area. What kind of advice or what kind of support could you as a faculty member offer to our students?
I would say, first, you know, feel free to reach out to me. You know, that's something that I've always prided myself on is, you know, being reachable, being accessible. It's no point in being in the ivory tower all day, every day, if you're not, you know, reaching back out to individuals who need that support. So first off, the door's open. You can come by. I'm in Bering. 5176 if you want to.
Y'all got that? 5176?
Yes. And so... or you can email me. You can find that on the website. And so those are the first things. Secondly is find your community, right? Like that's a very important piece. Make connections with people in different areas. Make connections with faculty. Make connections with students. Make connections with people in the registrar's office. Everywhere, your cafeteria,
right.
Everywhere you go,
connect
with somebody. On something that's, it could be, you can start out surface level, but, you know, make a connection. Figure out something that, you know, you take away from somebody. And I think in those moments, you begin to learn about the things that you like. You begin to learn about who you are as a person. And one thing that I always kind of think about is, you know, the thing that really helps you learn about yourself is, what can you do for someone that they aren't able to do for you, right? Like if let's say for instance, someone isn't able to give you the support that you need, but you're able to extend a helping hand, you know, or they're not able to offer you anything. They may be, let's say, you know, homeless or something like that, financially struggling, things like that. And they're not able to offer you anything monetary. But what would you do for a person like that? You know, so those are the kinds of things. Challenge yourself. Step out of yourself.
Right.
These are human beings, too, and everybody deserves to be respected and loved. And, you know, so don't be afraid to make connections with people.
Right. And, you know, I really appreciate you saying that because oftentimes we ignore and bypass all of the people who could be a great resource to us. You know, you mentioned, you know, the cafeteria, you know, the dining halls, going into the resident halls, talking to people even outside of your faculty members and your advisors, because oftentimes those people could be a great inspiration to you, great resource to you. They may have knowledge that you don't even know about that could really assist you. So you brought up something that many of our students may not even be aware of. Don't bypass all of these opportunities for resource. And I really appreciate you sharing with our audience that sometimes you really need to stretch, and in order to stretch, you may be uncomfortable, and you're going into uncharted territory where you're unsure, you're uncertain. I mean, things aren't going to be guaranteed.
That's right.
And I really appreciate you, Dr. Stanley, today for joining us as a new faculty member. You've often opened your door to our students, and we appreciate that here in the College of Education. And is there anything that you wanted to say before we close? Any final comments? Because I'm telling you, I am really enriched today in our conversation.
Yeah, I would say just a couple of things that I was thinking about as I was thinking about the First Gen Me podcast. You know, initially it's a scary thing. You don't know kind of what you're getting into with college and things like that. And we're all focused on like the outcomes and things like that. But it's a process to it, mm-hmm. you know. And so as you go through this, as you're learning, you're building knowledge. You're gaining knowledge, right? And so you have an opportunity in front of you to share that knowledge with other people who may not be aware. Mm-hmm. So that kind of goes back to what I was saying about earlier is about, you know, sharing the things that you've learned, mm-hmm. the mistakes that you've made, mm-hmm. the progress that you've made and how you were able to do that and navigate it. Because, you know, we're often guinea pigs for our family who's kind of learning about this process as well. And then the last thing I would say is similar to like riding a bike without training, learning how to ride a bike without any training wheels on it, mm-hmm. right? Like you're gonna be swerving all over the place.
And you're gonna
fall, right? But eventually, if you continue to stay at it, you continue to practice, you continue mm-hmm. to be uncomfortable, then you'll be able to nail it down.
And that is so true, because when we want to learn how to ride that bike, we'll keep on getting back on, because we're determined. We're not gonna be the only one in the block who can't ride a bike.
That's right.
So let's make sure that we're not going to be the one here in college who's going to say, oh, I can't do it, I quit. No, just know sometimes you're going to be uncomfortable, you're going to have to stretch. And just like Dr. Stanley said, you're going to have to develop what? That character that's going to set the course for you throughout the rest of your life. And I appreciate you today, Dr. Stanley, for joining us. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in for our First Gen Me podcast. I hope that you're going to listen again. This is Dr. Jackie. Remember, you can visit us in Baring Hall. Our advising team is on the first floor, but know that Dr. Stanley is where? On the fifth floor.
Yes.
So as always, thank you again for joining us today, and create a magnificent day.